Good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Ben Gross with a look at your local sports. In Friday night action last night, the Chattooga Indians fell to 0-2 on the season after a 44-19 loss at the hands of the Temple Tigers at home last night. The Indians held it close at the halftime with the Tigers only leading 12-7, but the second half was all Temple as they rolled on to a 44-19 win over the Indians. WZQZ's Barry Peppers and Paul Cavan filed this report.
Once again, the final score here. Temple Tigers taking out the Chattooga Indians on a night of big plays for the Tigers. Chattooga kept the Tiger offense bottled up for most of the night, but they busted off a long kickoff return and several long plays for scores, and that just ended up being the difference in the game.
So area scores from out there. Raven County defeated Adairsville 72-36.
Oh, wow.
Bowden over Bremen 35-0. North Murray over Ridgeland 56-19. Gilmer over Murray County 36-0. That's a third quarter score. Let's see.
Fannin over Pickens 35-0. Fannin's 0-2 on the year, so they're up 35-0 on Pickens.
Who else we got? Christian there? Heritage loses to Darlington tonight 36-14. Lamar County edges Dublin 21-20 in overtime.
It's not played.
So that was it. So that Darlington's actually the only other team in the region that were playing.
The only
tonight.
Other team that played tonight. Yep. Several teams in the region were off tonight.
I want to remind you, we'll be back again next week. 7:30 start here, home game against Cahulla Creek.
Well, Barry, it's just been a night of big plays for Temple. Just, several long runs. Like I said, the Indians have held their own on the majority of the plays this evening. They've just given up a couple too many of those long ones.
Yeah, the real backbreaker was after the Indians scored the last time, that kick return.
Yep.
You know, that there was a little spirit after a big play by Cook in the return game, and then they moved the ball real well. Query throws the ball to Settlemore down on the front, and, you know, they turned the field around one play.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of fight in the Indians tonight, though. Guys still playing hard. Guys still running the ball hard. That'll bring us to a final, 44-19, Temple Tigers over your Chattooga Indians on the night that Temple just had too many big plays for the Indians to overcome.
The Trine Bulldogs had a bye week this week and did not play last night. They'll return to action next week for their first home game of the season, looking to go 3-0 against Gordon Central. Chattooga will play another home game next week against Coahuila Creek. You can hear all those games right here on WZQZ. That's a look at your local sports right here on Real Country, AM 1180 and 99.1 FM WZQZ.